Come, O Holy Spirit, come. For thou art the wind that blows, and the fire that burns, and the rain that falls on fertile field and suffering soul. Come, be with us, in us, and between us now. Amen. I'm definitely feeling the need for a little wind right now. I certainly think we have the fire. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, it seems the emphasis in Luke 12 is on, for where your treasure is, there your heart is, will be also. It is this line, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom that calls to me. Imagine what it would be like to have this kingdom. It would be like winning a billion-dollar lottery ticket. We, the little flock, the little chicks, running beneath the legs of our mother hen, receiving the entire farm. It would be ours and freely given. Freely given. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How much more can God give? And yet, how incredibly hard it is for us to receive it. Jesus shows us one of the stumbling blocks in this passage. He says, our hearts can be in the wrong place. Jesus tells us our treasure is not the treasure found in a purse or a bank account. No. We know that is false treasure, not only because Jesus says it so many times, but by the fact the treasure is earned. It's about me. It's about my effort. It's about how I see myself in society. It's how I claim my success, take pride in my accomplishments. My treasure, well, it's mine. The focus is on me. Jesus flips treasure on its head, as Jesus flips everything on its head, time and time again throughout the gospel. The focus is not on me if we're following Jesus. The focus is on us, and therefore on God. Jesus calls us to look at the world in a different way. We know this. We are Christians. Followers of Jesus, learning to look at and live in a world differently. It is not ourselves we put first. It is not our possessions we should put first. It's not our bank accounts we should put first. It is God. Our first commandment is to love God. So how are we to receive this kingdom freely given to us? Clearly, the first commandment is our first step, to love God. And Jesus tells us one way to love God. This becomes our second step. Give up that treasure. We are to sell our possessions and give alms. Make purses for ourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven. Our treasure is God in God's self, the kingdom that is already given. Letting go of what we want and extending a hand where it is needed. We give to those who are poor, vulnerable, outside the circle, because in Christ, everything belongs. Everything exists. Everyone is in. The third step we learn in what I think is our most sacred prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When we put our treasure in what is most true, most beautiful, most good, we can follow God's will. In aligning our will with God's will, we will find, we will see the kingdom. We will be ready, and we will see the beloved community come to be. We will stop seeing ourselves as isolated and alone, and see ourselves in relationship with each other, with creation, and with God. We will see justice and equity between the oppressors and the oppressed, the rich and the poor, the homeless and the housed, those with and without health care, education, food, or housing. We will see orphans who are loved and have homes and families. We will see people judged not on their race or gender or beliefs, but by their humanity and goodness as created by God. We will live lightly on the earth, seeking what we need and not what we want. If we are willing and obedient to God's will, we shall eat the good of the land. In the words of graduate school, we redefine how our resources are distributed. In the words of kindergarten, we share. We know this is hard, and we know why. We are broken creatures. We can try, and try we should, but let us not condemn ourselves for failing, for we will fail too. When we fail for trying, we are blessed, for God loves us for simply being. We are called to live in the kingdom, but the kingdom is already at hand. We only need to see it so that we can live it. We only need to live it so that it can be seen. Jesus says, give up the treasure you think is important and put your heart in what is eternal. Jesus says, do God's will. Jesus says, the kingdom will be given. We know that the kingdom is given. Jesus is given to us. Love is given to us. But we need to let that love fill the broken places of our lives, that love that is freely given. Then we can live into that justice. We can live into that equity, and we will see the kingdom. Amen.